On the other end of our line is Pat Day. He's the general manager of the Lansing Lugnuts. Pat, how are you?
Great, Tony. Awesome. It's a great morning.
Well, we've been thinking baseball for a few weeks now because as little as a week ago, we were looking at 70 and 80 degree weather, and I know you're preparing for our first game at Lugnut Stadium.
Yeah, we're super excited. We play our first game against Michigan State on Thursday night. Tickets are going really, really brisk and quick right now. And I do think that break in the temperature a couple of weeks ago helped. Certainly helped get the stadium ready.
And Pat, I need to correct myself. It's the Cooley Law School Stadium.
Yes, it is.
All right. All right, so we have the Crosstown Showdown on Thursday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, starts at 7:05 p.m. The Lugnuts play State in a 9-inning game. It's also a Thirsty Thursday, which has been extremely popular. When we had it fall on a Thursday in 2008, and we had 13,000 people here. So we're pacing very, very well right now as far as ticket sales are concerned. I would tell people if they plan on coming to the game, don't wait, don't sit back. We're down to about 1,000 seats, and then we'll be selling our lawn tickets after that. And the best way to get tickets is to go on our website, lansinglugnuts.com, or call by phone at 485-4500. Or stop by the box office between 10 and 5.
I don't know why Jordan and James' eyes lit up when you talked about Thirsty Thursday. I don't know why that happened. Also, wanted to talk, what's new at the stadium? Any new features we're going to see?
Yeah, we have three new concession stands that we're opening up. One is called Good Hops, which is going to be high-class beer options for people. Then we're going to have a stand called Frank's, which is going to have specialty hot dogs, like a Reuben dog, a pizza dog, Mexican dog, just to name a few of them. And then we'll have an upgraded ice cream stand, which will be open on Thursday, but it might be a little chilly for ice cream, but it'll be bumping all summer long. So we've added some real new fresh ideas to our food operation.
And for people who haven't been to a game in a while at the Cooley Law School Stadium, what's the price range for tickets?
Starts at $8, $8 to $10.
And before I let you go, and we're going to talk again tomorrow, Pat, I'm going to save a couple of topics for then, especially when you talk about, I want to get your perspective, and I want you to answer this now, but tomorrow we're going to get your perspective on a casino proposal for downtown Lansing. But before we let you go, we've got a new team. Tell us a little bit about this team and what we can expect baseball-wise from the Lugnuts.
Yeah, we're excited about it. They all showed up yesterday. We have a lot of high prospect pitchers, a lot of them. And the thing that's exciting is the two levels underneath us last year, where a lot of these kids are coming from, both won their championships. So we're looking for an awesome season on the field this year.
And one final question for you, Pat. These kids are coming up from spring training down in Florida. How do you find places for them to live?
We have a contract with Plumtree Apartments that is the first option for the guys. And they have one of their agents over here at the ballpark today. It'll be giving them a lot of keys. Some of them stay with host families also. But they got a couple days to find places. And with the internet nowadays, I know that they also can search for places while they're down in spring training also.
Now, the host families, how does that work? If James had some space in his place and he wanted a player there, how does that work?
Contact me at 485-4500. And then we have a host family coordinator that I'd put James in touch with, and then give him an opportunity to sit down and talk to the player and make sure that the personality was a fit for him.
All right, Pat, we'll talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks so much, sir.
Yep, thank you. Take care, Tony.